أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. This is the beginning of the next surah, Surah Saf. In the previous surah, the whole theme, and towards the end, Allah reminded us that we should not become very close and bosom friends with non-believers. How much it is necessary for us to live, that is, like business, etc., other connections, our neighbors, we should see to that. But more than that, we should not have more friendship with the non-believers. That will have a great influence on us. And for that, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains in this surah what a believer should be doing. And the central theme is that he strives for deen, makes jihad. The occasion of the revelation of the surah was when a group of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was sitting. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, and we were discussing that we wonder which is the amal which Allah loves the most. If we knew, then we should have done that amal. And they said that we are shy to ask Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called one of them from that group, and then called by name one by one. Until each one of them was gathered by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he recited the surah to them. In the surah, so also Allah Ta'ala warns us that a person, like many of us, many times we say that if I should have been in the time of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, I should have done this and I should have done that. Or when some incident takes place, if I was there, I should have done this. Big claims we make. Like, for example, many people, when it is for bayan, also somebody else is making bayan, they say, if I should be making bayan, I should have said this, I should have said that. So this claims, Allah does not like it. And then when the time comes, like many people, they also say, tell us, what can we do for you? Whatever you say, we will do. And then if you have to just open your mouth, you find that they can't do it. So these claims Allah Ta'ala does not like, that a person must make such claims. And this was with the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also, which in front Allah Ta'ala describes as well. The surah starts, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah ki baaki bolta hai jo kuch hai aasmanon mein aur jo kuch hai zameen mein. Everything which is in the heavens and the earth are all the time expressing the purity of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah is so pure, so clean, that in His past He was completely pure. There is no fault, no weakness in Allah. Presently, never in the future is there any fear of any weakness or any fault in Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And the entire creation is engaged in this. So Allah is reminding us, when the entire creation is doing this, then you, O insan, who is ashraful makhluqat, the best of creation, how much shouldn't you be engaged in expressing the purity of Allah, reading Subhanallah, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, all the other forms of the praises of Allah, man should be engaged as well. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Or وَهِي هَي زَبَرْدَسْتْ حِكْمَةُ وَالَىٰ. And it is only Allah who is the all-powerful. The whole world together can get together. They can't harm Allah Ta'ala in the least, but and Allah alone controls the entire world. And if this control of Allah Ta'ala is not just that the power is gone to the head of somebody, but it is Al-Hakim, with great wisdom Allah uses His power. It is the weakness of insan and his mind also, that many times we think this should not be like that, that should not have happened like that, but Allah in His wisdom knows exactly what He is doing, and it is the wisdom of man that he submits to Allah Ta'ala's system and accept the system of Allah Ta'ala. It is the iman of a person, that he knows Allah is the most powerful and Allah uses all His power with His wisdom, and that is best for me. I might not understand it now, I might feel very hurt why this has happened to me, but Allah knows exactly why He has done that. And a person who has that, that person is in great comfort all the time, mentally, in his heart, all the time he's in great consolement. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لما تقولون ما لا تفعلون. اے ایمان والو کیوں کہتے ہو منہ سے جو نہیں کرتے؟ او یو ہو بلیو وائی ڈو یو سے دوز تھنگس وچ یو ڈو ناٹ ڈو؟ دس ریفرز ٹو پرٹیکولرلی دیٹ دا پیپل ہو دا صحابہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہم اینڈ ایون دے ور دا منافقین ہو سیڈ دیٹ واٹ کین وی ڈو فار اسلام اف وی کین ڈو اف وٹ ایور وی آر کمانڈیڈ وی ول ڈو. وین دا کمانڈ کیم دے ڈیڈ ناٹ ڈو اٹ. And it also refers to that person who talks about deen, gives bayans, etc., but he himself does not act upon it. So this Allah Ta'ala does not like. And the worst is that when a person gives bayan, the things which he himself is doing wrong, or which we hate to do and is not doing, but he taunts the other people. He makes them feel very bad about it, that you people are not doing this, not doing that, while he himself is engaging in those things. Talking is talking very pious things and very good things, but himself is not complying to those things. قبر مقتن عند الله ان تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. بڑی بیزاری کی بات ہے, بری بیزاری کی بات ہے اللہ کے یہاں کہ کہو وہ چیز جو نہ کرو. It is a very disappointing and a very dislike thing by Allah Ta'ala that you say those things that you don't do. However, if a person makes bayan and he knows and he speaks of his own weaknesses to remind himself, not to taunting the people, not belittling them, not making them feel small, but to remind himself, he speaks about his own weaknesses. And he speaks about namaz is so great, to read namaz with jamaat is so important, and he's doing it so that it can come into him. And his ears are the closest to his mouth. He hears it first, he thinks about that subject, everything, so it will have the greatest effect on him. Bhai Abdul Wahab Sahab, Damat Barakatum, says, always speak of those things which you are not doing. If you speak of those things which you are doing, pride will come. That I am so pious, I do all this. You people must do it. And if you speak of those things which you are not doing and which have to come into your life, and then humility will come. That I'm talking about this, I'm not doing it myself. When am I going to start? I'm telling everyone, but I'm not doing it myself. So in that way, a person should say, and to bring it within himself. And then his attitude in his talk will also be accordingly. Not like a forceful talk demanding from people to do this, but an appealing talk that we should submit to this. And we should also do that. And Allah says, you wanted to know what Allah loves the most? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ. البتہ چاہتا ہے ان لوگوں کو جو لڑتے ہیں اس کے راہ میں قطار بن کر گویا کے دیوار میں سیسا پلایا ہوئی. Allah loves those people who fight in His path, and they become such strong rows in the fighting against Allah, like a wall between which lead has been poured. In other words, a solid wall. Allah loves those people. It comes in the hadith also. There are three things which Allah loves very greatly. One is the person who gets up in the night, that is tahajjud namaz, and makes namaz and turns to Allah Ta'ala. The other are those people who stand in the saf, and they stand like one wall when making namaz. That is namaz with jama'at. And in that way, that like a wall in which there is no hole that you can go through. There is also one weakness we have. When we stand next to one another, many times there are little gaps between us. We should stand shoulder to shoulder. And this shoulder to shoulder is not only at the starting of namaz, because then our shoulders are on our side. And when we fasten our hands below the navel, then our sides of the hand come inside. Then gaps remain. So we should stand a little bit closer at the starting of namaz. So the whole namaz, there is no gap between us. We don't have to push into one another, but at least we must feel one another. There mustn't be a gap. We must be next to one another. That Allah loves very greatly. And the third is that row of people who go out in jihad, who go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, Allah loves them very greatly. So this Allah says, you ask what Allah loves very much, Allah has informed you. Now comply to that and do what Allah wants to, then no weakness will come in your deen will become stronger, and your deen will spread in the world.